Well, hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss on today's broadcast, we'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. Lines are open, 844-322-2742. Give us a call. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today's a special day here in the United States. It's Teacher Appreciation Day, and I know for all of us, we've had significant teachers in our lives that have opened our eyes to some new information that have helped steered us in directions that we've ended up going in life. I certainly think of my calculus teacher, Mrs. Bradshaw, and my chemistry teacher, Mr. Waite, in high school, my English professor, one of my English professors in college, and certainly the first Bible teacher that really influenced me, and that was a guy named Dan DeHaan in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Mm-hmm. So those are folks that really influenced my life, and I'm sure that each and every one of you listening today has a special teacher or a coach that has been meaningful to you. So it's a great day to say thank you, to just
Indeed.
Reflect back and on the ways that God has used these various people in your lives to mold and shape you to be the person that you are today. So I think that's a great day. Also, one of the things that we like to do here on Basic Gospel is to teach the truth. And one of the great truths that we have the opportunity to teach each and every day is the truth about our total forgiveness in Christ Jesus. That's a truth so many people struggle with understanding. Why? Because there's a lot of competing messages out there telling them something completely right. different, that they aren't forgiven, that they have to do more to get more forgiveness and those sort of things. But the Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ died for our sins once and for all, and that when we receive him, we receive forgiveness of sins. So it's not something that he doles out with every sin that we confess. It's something that he's just given to us in Christ Jesus. And we see that in the very first sermon that was ever delivered to a completely Gentile audience. So Peter went to Caesarea by the sea. He walked into the home of Cornelius and his family. And Cornelius was a Roman centurion. And Peter said to him, I'm not supposed to be here. This is against Jewish law. But I learned in a vision, in a dream, that God said, declare no thing unclean. And so I'm here. So what do you want me to tell you? And so they said, we're just here to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And so you're front and center, have at it. So he began to speak about Jesus. About this person of Jesus, the fact that he was raised from the dead. That's always the message, Jesus and his resurrection. And then at the end, he concludes his sermon with these words, to him all the prophets bear witness. Now he's talking about Jesus. To Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him, that's Jesus, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So that message is true to Jewish people. That message is true to Gentile people. Anyone who believes in the name of Jesus receives forgiveness of sins. Yeah. Now, that's great news.
It is.
Not just forgiveness for some sins, but forgiveness for all sins. It's a done deal, folks. It's finished. It's over. When you receive Christ, you receive the whole kit and caboodle of forgiveness. It's yours. You stand before God as a forgiven person. I mean, this is good news. It's amazing truth. To all who believe, you're going to receive this forgiveness of sins. So are you in Christ? Have you believed in Jesus? Have you called upon his name? If so, then God has given you a gift. He has given you the gift of forgiveness of sins. Yeah. Step back and rejoice. Be grateful that you stand before him as a forgiven person. Great news, isn't it, Richard? Isn't it, Bob?
Yes, indeed.
You look at this and you realize Peter hadn't even gotten warmed up yet.
Yes.
And the Spirit can't wait and falls on these people, indwells them, saves them right there before his eyes.
Yeah.
And it was that statement. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Boom.
Boom. That's right.
Boom. That's the power of the gospel right there.
You bet it is. And that's why, you know, God calls on ministers and leaders and teachers and parents, Christian parents, people everywhere who are believers to deliver this message, just to lay it out there and mm-hmm. let the power of the message itself do the work.
Yeah.
And Peter was just talking and the Holy Spirit yeah. jumped on these folks, entered into them, indwelt them. And the people with Peter, the Jewish people there with Peter, witnessed this, and they were astonished that yeah. God had given the gift of the Holy Spirit to Gentiles in exactly the same way that he had given it to their fellow Jewish brothers on the day of Pentecost. But this completed the story, that this gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But the truth is that everyone, anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, calls upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved, they will receive forgiveness of sins, and the proof of that is the fact that Christ himself comes to live inside of him. Christ is not going to come to live inside of an unclean vessel.
Correct.
The fact that he's there is proof positive that your sins have been forgiven and that you have received that gift of forgiveness once and for all.
Once and for all. I don't know how I could improve on what you guys have just shared. So I will just say that all of this are the things that are covered, that Bob and Richard cover in this brand new product called It Is Finished. 5 messages and a 2-CD set that explains that when it comes to forgiveness, you don't have to ask for it. You don't have to fear losing it. It's always yours, but only because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and his indestructible life that comes to live in the believer. It is finished. This product is yours as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. And all you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net, click donate, or phone 844-322-2742. Or you can donate through the Basic Gospel app. Let's keep the good news coming, friends. Again, on basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, of course, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us. And, Bob, I think we have a call on the line.
We do. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, and talk to Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you. I had a question, and the only person I could think of to answer it is you guys. Well, I got a buddy as a coworker, and we was talking yesterday to another guy, and he started talking about the Lord and, well, not about the Lord, but talking about God. And then he started talking about, like being perfect or not perfect, but I can't explain it. But eventually it came out that the guy's a Muslim. And when he started saying that, you know, I started thinking like, oh, man, I'm trying to, you know, how can I interject Jesus in there? And I just wanted to hear from you guys. How would you go about talking to somebody who's it turns out that his mom was a Muslim, and she introduced to him. So he's been pretty much brought up in that faith. He's not like a Middle Eastern type of Muslim, but more like a Farrakhan type Muslim. So I just wanted to hear you guys thoughts on that. And what should I, like scriptures I should introduce to him or something like that, or just be a friend to him and kind of let the Lord just wait, give me an opportunity to speak to him.
Well, if you have an opportunity just to open up the Bible and to read some things to him and say, here's what I believe and here's what the Bible says about Jesus, I think that's your best bet. Just let the Word do its work in that situation. So I would encourage you to point him to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory, glory of the only begotten one of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's talking about Jesus, because they have some ideas about Jesus that don't match up with what the Word of God has to say. So,
yeah, he said he didn't believe that he was God. And he believed that he was, you know, that they believed that he was like when I would say some things like, you know, he was there in the beginning, you know, he was there when he made the world. And he was like, no, we don't believe that he was the creator. We just believe that, you know, he died. He said he believed that he died. He died on the cross, and he believed that he rose again. But, you know, I didn't know where to go from there.
Well, that's good, because the Quran says something differently. They don't believe that Jesus actually died on the cross. So if he believes that, then, you know, you're moving in the right direction. So keep pressing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep pressing that. Oh. We also have a wonderful little resource we'll send you. It's called Islam, What You Need to Know. And, we would love to put that in your hands. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'll share that with you.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you, Antoine. And if anybody else would like this little pamphlet, we can send it to you. Islam, What You Need to Know, by our good friend right here in Dallas, Ron Rhodes. And call us at 844-322-2742. Ask for your copy. We'll put it to you. Or you can send an email to me, bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. Just request the pamphlet on Islam. We will get it to you as quickly as we can. So, Antoine, thanks for your call, and thanks for that important question. And, you know, we ask a lot of how do you talk to this particular group of people or that particular group of people? Well, I think, you know, the simplest answer is this. Just talk about Jesus. Don't shy away. Don't shrink away from just letting the word of Jesus go forth from your mouth, and leave the results of that in God's hands. A lot of times we want to be able to say things in such a persuasive way that at the end of the conversation, we're going to get, you know, a conversion.
Yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily the way it happens. So let's just lay out Jesus. Just give the good word about Jesus. Talk to people about his death, his burial, his resurrection, who he claimed to be, why we can trust him, why he's the answer to all of our problems, and the fact that he's come that we might have life. And I think when you lay out that gospel message, you can then just leave the results of that into God's hands.
Absolutely. And that's the good news that you hear every day at Basic Gospel. And we had this call that came in overnight.
Hello, Bob. I just listened to your radio station, and I was surprised there was one like that. It's amazing to hear you and point out the truth. You kept saying about Jesus lives in us, and I have so much trouble with that sentence and with that fact. It is a fact. I know it, and I should know it. However, I have so much trouble turning things over to Jesus and trust him that he will guide me and so on. So the question still remains, how do I know Jesus lives in me? How do I give over to him the troubles I have, and the challenges in my life are so tremendous? How do I trust him completely, and how do I know? Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. And a lot of times when people ask that, how do I know, they're looking for a feeling. And, you know, you're not necessarily going to get a feeling associated with this truth, although you can. But you don't want to rely on feelings. You want to rely on truth. And the truth is this, that anyone who believes in Christ receives him. And your spirit becomes one with his spirit. So there's a union that takes place. And what the Word of God says is that through this union, God's spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So there's the Word of God that speaks to us this truth. And so we rely on what the Word of God has to say, but we also rely on the reality of the Spirit of God bearing witness to our human spirit. Now, a couple other things that you can look to. First John talks about the fact that you love one another, and that's a sign that you have been born of God, that you abide in God and that God abides in you. So you begin to see people differently. You begin to see people through the lens of God's love. And that's a huge difference, a night and day difference. And then you also begin to see sin differently. When you were lost, you were in the dark. And so you didn't see sin for what it really was. But now that you're in Christ, you're in the light, and the light of his life shines brightly on these actions, and we can see them for what they are. And when we do, we're kind of grossed out by them. And you say, well, that's a reality of Christ's life living in us. So those are some of the signs. Those aren't necessarily feelings, but those are some of the signs that Christ is truly alive in you. I know we've had people who've struggled with alcohol, and they've come to Christ, and it's just a marvelous transformation. And then that desire for alcohol just creeps up on them, and they give in, and they're so distraught, they're so discouraged. How could this be? How could I fail so miserably? And then you ask them, you said, did you ever think of alcohol? Were you ever grossed out by that before you came to know Christ? No, I wanted to drink. That's what I lived to do. So just your reaction to it now is evident that something has happened. Something has changed. Someone has come to live inside of you who wasn't there before. And so these are signs. These are evidences of Christ's life living in a person. Now, as far as learning to give your cares and circumstances over to him, that is a factor of knowing his trustworthiness, knowing his love for you. So my suggestion to you is to adopt the prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And so Paul is praying for the people at Ephesus, for the group at Ephesus, but he's projecting that out to all believers. And he's saying, this is my prayer for you, that God would strengthen you in your inner man by his Spirit, and that by his Spirit that you would understand, come to learn the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God, and to know this love that passes understanding. So as your understanding of the love of God grows, your dependency upon Christ will grow. It is a cause and effect relationship there. So if you will ask the Lord, the Spirit of God, to teach you about the love of God for you, you're going to see it become easier and easier to cast your cares upon Jesus, because you know with full confidence, with a deep conviction in your soul, that he genuinely cares for you.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel. I want to remind you that you can stay connected, friends, to Basic Gospel every day. Just, you can do that through the Basic Gospel app. Hope you'll download it today.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Denver to Sean, listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to thanks for what you guys are doing. You're helping a lot of people, myself included, and learning how to, you know, learn the Bible more and learn to deal with the world. But, my question is more of a little bit of comment, and you can add into it. Just, you know, I talk to people about, you know, you hear these lawmakers saying they want more stricter laws about guns and other stuff, and it's not the laws. I mean, you know, as believers, you know, it's we gotta prosecute people right away, hold them accountable, and be consistent with them. You know, I was talking to my pastor about that not too long. We were saying, yeah, you get all the capital punishment crimes, and look at their cases. If they're showing they're guilty, then, you know, execute them within the next few. He was saying month. I was saying 2 weeks. You know, but when you're consistent, which the Bible says, you know, in certain things, and I'm not saying execute someone that steals a candy bar, but any punishment, you know, prosecute them right away and hold them accountable. And but we've gotten away from that, and you know, all this stuff pops up, and you know.
Well, Sean, you're asking a very important question, and you know, we have government. Paul kind of cast government as a force in this world that can keep evil at bay, can be kind of a governor on that, It's a way that he, you know, brings about some sense of justice in this world. But there's government responsibilities, government functions, government laws that are necessary in a nation like ours or any nation. And you know, once you write some laws, you want to stick to those. But then, you know, to that person who has committed a crime that is suffering some punishment as a result of that breaking of the law and being found guilty, we as believers want to be there to extend some mercy by showing them the love of Jesus Christ, that even while they were yet a sinner, Christ died for them, that there's new life available to them through faith in Jesus Christ. So there's the laws of the land that need to be upheld, that need to be examined and make sure that they are fair and just and right, that they're not showing favoritism, they're not doing anything like that. They need to be laws that are flavored with mercy, you know, to show kind of the humanness of that. So there's the laws of the land, and then there's the love of Christ that we get to exhibit as children of God. And so I think our job is to certainly pray for our leaders, submit to the governing bodies, as Paul talks about in Romans 13, but to be a voice in this world for the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we will, I think, submit ourselves to that task of testifying to the grace of God, I think we'll see some great things happen with that, because God wants to save people. And he will save anyone and everyone who turns to him by faith. So I think we as Christians, if we will really commit ourselves to that task, to make ourselves available, to allow God to use our voices to lift up the name of Jesus, that will be awesome.
And I was going to mention you look at the story of Jonah. When Jonah finally did what God wanted him to, and he went and preached to people, they repented.
That's right.
God held back. And even then, I told people, the church, and believe me, I'm preaching myself, we got to pray. We got to pray more to God about people and things. And, you know, that murderer, whoever, that person that steals or embezzles, but that's the thing. When we do what God wants us to do, he will hold back. Because like you said, it does say in his word, he doesn't want to send anyone to hell. He wants us all to come to him. But we have to choose. We have to choose to accept him.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean. Well, thank you for your call. We certainly appreciate it. Nice to hear from you, my friend. We have a lot hanging on the line. We had a great question from one of our YouTube followers today, and we'll just have to get to those tomorrow.
So it calls overnight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we'll have a full broadcast tomorrow as well. But one thing I want to end today's broadcast on is the fact that our sins have been forgiven. And the moment we receive Jesus, that gift of forgiveness becomes ours. Jesus took care of it at the cross 2,000 years ago. When we receive him, as Peter said to Cornelius and his entire household, anyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Rejoice, believers. You're a forgiven person. Dude. It's great news. News that swings wide open the grace of God in your life.
Absolutely. Well, friends, please keep in mind that Basic Gospel is listener supported. And to help keep this good news coming, you can donate online at basicgospel.net, or you can call anytime 844-322-2742. And with your gift this month, you'll receive our 5-message 2-CD series that Bob and Richard are producing. It's called It Is Finished. And what good news that is. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click donate, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. And remember, that same number is available overnight if you have a question. 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow at the same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.